think something is brewing in the spirit. Amen.
Amen.
I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday night. And he says to me, you know, I have been saying this to my sons. He says, I told them the time has come for us to leave the four walls of the church and go into our communities and make a difference. Is somebody hearing what I'm saying? We are living in what is called a post-modern world. Postmodern simply means some of the things that used to be, you know, laws and norms in life, they are now taken to be ancient, they are old, they are old-fashioned. Today, the law is what you think. It's how you feel. For an example, nobody should tell you your gender. You have a right to choose your gender, regardless of what your body tells you. And also, you may choose not to be singular. You can be them, even if we see you. You know, the rules of how children are supposed to relate with parents are being now legislated. So the power of parents is being taken away from them over their children. It still beats me. I still can't understand how governments can allow women to carry children for 9 months in their stomachs. And then they give birth to children with difficulty, raise them with difficulty, and then at the time where they want to form them into what they believe is the culture of where they are born, then government says, no, now they are our children, you don't touch them. Sometimes you feel like saying, Samayang lobela haba nabalo na kwa.
Now, when you feel like going to, go and birth your own children there.
Go and produce your own children there. Then you can tell them what to do. You cannot come to me after all the heaven. Think with me, Baza. The insurances we take for children. Medical aids we take. Because of these children. The policies we take. Thinking of the time when they will be in university. The clothes we buy. The house we build. You know, how we take care of them. Then the government comes and says, no. You are supposed to teach your children 1, 2, 3. And if you don't teach them, we arrest you. Oh, well, let God arise, can't
it?
That's why I was praying, Lord, arise in us. Let there be a spiritual confrontation. Because we can point a finger at our government, but those of us whose perspective is from the throne, we know it doesn't begin there. These are the spiritual powers We have planned before these children were born to legislate control over those children so that those children will no more be children of their parents. They will become children of the government, but not really the government, the power behind. We must remember our warfare is not against flesh and blood. It is against principalities. If you know how principalities work, you will understand that principalities, they work through principles. They are the ones that influence laws to be made. And so, bazalwane, we cannot sit and be people who come to church every Sunday for a good service. No. It's only 52 hours in a year. We must arise. Is somebody hearing what I'm saying? Every single one of us, there must be a rising that comes in you that is going to cause you to say, the kingdom I serve is greater than every other kingdom. Let me read to you from the scriptures. I'm going to sound like I'm preaching two messages, but let me start here. Hebrews chapter 12. Tell your neighbor the time to sit down is over. Yeah, the time to sit down is over. Let me actually start in verse 22. From verse 18 to verse 21. The writer is saying, you have not come to a mountain. He's talking about the people of God. He says, you have not come to a mountain that can be touched. In other words, a mountain that is physical, that has got a dark cloud, and there are lightnings, and there are sounds, there is a voice, and there is darkness, and until you literally tremble, you fear, such that you cannot even come close to that mountain and touch it. And even Moses said, when God said, anyone or anything that touches that mountain must be stoned or thrust through with a sharp object. So he's basically saying, you have not come to a place of fear, where there is a burning fire, because the Bible tells us that Moses went into the darkness after the people said, Moses, please just go and talk to God. Whatever he tells you, we will do it. But we don't want this. This is too scary. It says when the trumpet sounded, it was so loud. He says, you have not come to a place like that. Look at verse 22. In verse 22, he says, but you have come to Mount Zion. And the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable company of angels. Hey, Bazalwa. Tell your neighbor you are in Mount Zion. Mount Zion is not a natural mountain.
Thaba ya Sione ga se thaba ya tlhago.
It does not have a geographical location.
Ga ena lefelo le le bonwang.
It started like that.
Ti simolotse ka yona tsela eo.
I wish I can have time. You know, some of the things that I'm not able to say here, I prefer to go on the, what is this?
The Bible study.
The Wednesday Bible study and explain them there.
Because
when I read from the Bible, when it says you have come to Mount Zion, I went into the scriptures and I researched Mount Zion. And I discovered that this Mount Zion, firstly, it is the place, because it was in the place called Jerusalem. But before Jerusalem was Jerusalem, it was a place called Salem. And
Salem
was a city that was led by a very strange character being. He was a king and a priest. His name is
Melchizedek.
And Melchizedek, the Bible tells us, he was a priest of the Most High God. I am suspecting that when Melchizedek would be worshipping God, he would be worshipping on Mount Zion. When Zion became a place that is called Jerusalem, there was a place that was conquered by a man called David. When David conquered Jerusalem, he began by conquering Zion. It was the highest place in
Jerusalem.
So it was like a fortress. It was a place of height. David built his tabernacle on Mount Zion. And that was the place where people used to come and worship God. He built his own house in Mount Zion. And at the end of the day, the Bible ended up saying that Zion is the place of the throne of God. God adopted Zion to be meaning the place where he dwells. You know what Psalm 76 verse 2 says? It says, in Salem also is his tabernacle and his dwelling place in Zion. So God, when he speaks about a place of his dwelling, he sometimes uses the word Zion, the place where his throne is. But Zion changed. It mutated from a physical place to a spiritual place. And then we read in the Bible about Jesus, where the Bible says, I lay in Zion a sure foundation, a precious cornerstone. And we know that the Bible tells us Jesus Christ, the church, is built on Him as the foundation. And Jesus is the cornerstone of the church. The cornerstone was the stone that determined the dimensions of the building. So if God says, I lay in Zion a precious cornerstone, and the church is built on this cornerstone, which is called Jesus Christ, then we ought to ask ourselves, what is this elevated place called Zion today? Can you work that out? If Jesus is the cornerstone of the church, and God says, I lay in Zion a precious cornerstone, what is Zion? Look at your neighbor and say, I am Zion.
Hey.
We are Zion, Bazalwane. Before ling kwatela. Before ling misunderstand.
Before le santhaloganye.
Akire ela.
Akubuika ela. Not that one.
I'm talking of the spiritual Zion. Because when God calls us Zion, He means we are like a mountain. We are an elevated people. So our view cannot be from the ground. We cannot look from the ground. We look from a place of elevation. Because the Lord has elevated us, we can see from above. That is why in the last days the Bible says this shall happen. The mountain of the house of the Lord, which is Zion, shall be exalted above all mountains, and nations shall come to it. They shall say to one another, come, let us go to the mountain of the Lord, so that the Lord will teach us His ways. Tell your neighbor, when we become Zion, then the world will notice us. When we become Zion, then our eyesight changes. When we become Zion, we don't see like the world sees. We see with the eye of the Spirit. Because Zion is the place where the Spirit operates. Tell your neighbor, I am Zion. I when I get to bigger one, but me, I am Zion.
I don't know about you, but
and because I am Zion, I am part of a mountain. And that mountain, hear me, Bazalwane. Okay, let me. What must I do now? What must I do? Okay, let me leave verse 22. I will come back, the Lord willing. Let us jump and let us go to verse 25. I hope I'm right. Yeah, 24, 25. I'm going to read something quickly, but I have to come somewhere. This is what he says in verse 25. See that you do not refuse him who speaks. For if they did not escape, who refused him who spoke on earth? The one who spoke on earth was Moses. Much more shall we not escape if we turn away from him who speaks from heaven, which is Christ. Listen to verse 26. Whose voice then shook the earth. You hear Psalm 29 saying the voice of the Lord is powerful. It says the voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness. Let me tell you today, listen to me. When the Lord wants to shake the world now, one of the voices he's going to use is your voice. You have to be a mover and a shaker. You have to be like the church of the book of Acts. Bazalwane, the time must come where the world complains about us.
You are not hearing me.
The time must come where the world complains about us. You know why? Because we are shaking the things they love. Somebody say, I'm listening to you. Because we are shaking the things they appreciate. Because we are saying things that make them uncomfortable. Because we are causing their comfort zone to be shaken. Because we speak from heaven. Because God wants to shake the earth. Young people, shake the youth.
Amen.
Young people, shake your university. Young people, shake your school. Young people, shake your college. About toilet, yes, or if about
Koya.
But be a mover and a shaker. Be a mover and a shaker. Don't shake at night with them.
No.
I must
come closer to you today. And hold my waist.
Because it takes energy to talk the way I'm talking.
Shake your schools.
Shake your zones. Shake your suburbs. Shake your areas. Shake your malls. Shake every place where there is a human being. Mazalwane. Make it difficult for witches to witch. Make it hard for witches to be witched. Let them. Do you know there is a scripture where God says there is coming a day where the things that you used to hear from the heavens, where your gods will not be able to talk anymore, because I'm going to shut them up. I am going to shut the heaven over you. Those who worship the moon and the powers they draw from the moon, when you are a mover and a shaker, wherever you are, the heavens will be closed. They will not be able to divine. Because of you. Because you know you are Zion. You are the city of the living God. You are the place of the living God. Wherever you are.
Yes, it is
impossible.
It is impossible.
Wherever you are.
Ahubereke. Things are shut.
Wherever you are, over again, they can't do it. They can't work because the church has become the church. Because the church speaks from the mind of God. Because the church speaks from the heart of God. Because the church has thus connected with heaven. Somebody shout, the Lord arise.
Oh, Morana Nanuha.
Ay, come on. Somebody shout, let God arise.
Morana Nanuha.
When God wants to speak,
He
must speak through your mouth. What do I mean that people must complain about you? Already there are some of you they have started complaining about because you are using the boardroom for prayer. And now they are saying, why should they use the boardroom? And they go to top management and they say to them, please remove those people from there. That is not a church. That is a boardroom. Let me tell you something. They can remove you from the boardroom. The boardroom is not the church. You are the church. Wherever you are, the church is there. Wherever you are, the church is there. When you enter the office of the CEO, guess what? The church has entered. Because you are the church. They can try and say, stop them from prayer. The prayer meeting they are stopping. They are inviting more fire. There is a DJ who will like me for saying what I said. Because he sells that drink. I'm not talking about his fire. I'm talking about the fire of the Holy Ghost. I clap a zalwane. Let the church get on fire. Let the church catch fire. I know I teach Maragacheno. I give a true teacher.
Today
I give a true teacher.
Today I don't want to teach.
Give a true
want to talk to you.
The time has come to change the world. The time has come to change the world. We have been comfortable, Bazalwane. You know something? In the book of, I think it's Deuteronomy 5. God speaks to the church. And through the mouth of Moses. He says to them, you have been around this mountain for long enough. You have been where you are for long enough. Now the time has come for you to move to the promised land where I have sent you. Bazalwane, I am sensing in my heart the time is coming for a major spiritual what is this? Where powers are going to collide.
Confrontation.
Ditlothulana bazalwane.
Yes.
Ditlothulana.
There's going to be a confrontation.
God said to them, you have been around this mountain for too long. It was 2 years before they went to the promised land. And God said, move. Tell your neighbor, move. You've been comfortable for too long. Move. You will never know the power of your God until you give a chance for the power of your God to manifest. You will never know how much God can do with your life until you move. You will never know the greatness of your anointing until you use it. until you use it. Until you shake.
Now,
when I say ba complain, what I mean is this: you get so deep in God, you serve God so much that they start complaining about the way you are behaving, and yet you are not doing anything wrong. You are doing nothing against what the company requires. You are a good worker. You are doing your work. You deliver on time. But there is something about you. Because every time you meet somebody, they see you praying for that person, and they start complaining. Why can't he leave people alone? Let people alone, man. Stop praying for people. You have to say, what must I do if they need my prayer? It's them, they want my prayers. I'm not asking them to pray for them. They are asking me to pray for them. You know why? Because when Zion becomes Zion, the Bible says, the Gentiles will say, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord. So if you are Zion, you are part of that mountain, your light will shine and they will come to you.
They will drag you to a corner
and say, you know what? I've got an issue, man. Can you pray for me? And then when they get you praying for somebody, you are not enforcing your religion on people. Somebody shout, let the confrontation begin. Come on, let the confrontation begin. Satan must not be comfortable around you. He must not be comfortable around you. I am coming to this verse. Uri,
he says,
in verse 26, whose voice then shook the earth? But now, he has promised, saying, yet once more, I shake not only the earth, but also heaven. In other words, my shaking is not only going to be on earthly events, I am also going to shake the heavenly events. Why shake? You know, Bazalwane, that if something can shake here, what is going to make this building stand is its foundation. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So when God shakes, he shakes things so that things that are not from him, they must fall. That is why God shakes things. Some of you, come on, get up, and be in Zion, so that when you see problems on earth, you must not just immediately think the world is coming to an end. No, not yet. It is the beginning. But the reason why there are so many problems on earth is because God is shaking the world so that the things that cannot stand will fall. You think the problems of South Africa come from the devil? The devil is too small for such things. The shaking of this nation, the problems of this nation, the birth pangs of this nation, they come from God. God is busy showing humans that you are human beings. I will shake you and give you such trouble that you'll remember that I am God. Listen to where I am going. Verse 27. Now, this yet once more indicates the removal of those things that are being shaken. There are things God is going to remove in this nation because He is shaking them. They will not be able to stand. As of things that are made, that the things which cannot be shaken may remain. But this is where I'm going now as I wrap up. Uri, in verse 28, therefore, since we are what? 28. It is since we are what? We are receiving a what? A kingdom which what? It cannot be what? Bazalwane, this kingdom cannot be what? It cannot be removed. Do you know what it says in my version? It says we receive a kingdom that cannot be shaken. Hey, we be le monat. E re puso ya modimo ha ikeke ya reketla.
The kingdom of God cannot be shaken.
You know why?
Laitse gore gore.
Because it is built by God himself.
Ka hore ya agilwe ke modimo ka boene.
Because there is nothing to shake off. New King James. I know there are problems. Okay. We are trying to solve the problems that cause you angry, this and that, but let's just look at it in the King James. Wherefore, since we receive a what? A kingdom which cannot be moved. Let us do what? Let us have grace. Let us connect to grace. Let us understand that grace. Why? So that we may what? Serve God. Let me tell you something. When you know that the kingdom you belong to cannot be shaken, let us have grace by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. Let me find it in the complete Jewish Bible. It says, therefore, since we have received an unshakable kingdom. Yo. Tell your neighbor, our kingdom is unshakable. Let us have grace through which we may offer service that will please God with reverence and fear. Listen, Bazalwane. There is no nation that can shake the kingdom of God. They have tried many times. It cannot happen. You know why? Because the kingdom of God does not have a physical address. So when you legislate against something that cannot be physically told, this is where it belongs. How do you legislate? How do you go and inspect? Do you know even if this church can be closed? Closed, broken down, destroyed. Use any legislation and say, this church does not belong here. This building does not belong here. And they flatten it. They have done nothing to the kingdom of God. Nothing.
Next.
This is brick and mortar. Hallelujah. This is brick and mortar. If they stop us from meeting here, we will meet on the ground. If they stop us from meeting on the ground, we will meet in the homes. If they stop us from meeting in the homes, we will meet online. But meet we will. Because we are the address of the kingdom of God.
Yes, Lord.
So our kingdom is unshakable. Let me finish here. Economies are still going to be shaken. Politics are still going to be shaken. You know, recently, they had to call the three or four top CEOs who own the top social media platforms.
Ne ba beditse di CEO tsa di social media platform tsenne.
And they were saying to them,
ba ne ba ba ra ba re,
your companies,
di company tsa lona,
are teaching our children,
di ruta bana ba rona,
evil bad behaviors,
maitshwaro a bosula.
We are not happy with the influence you are having.
Ga re itumele tshosometso e le nang le yona.
Over the nations,
mo godimo ga ditšhaba,
over the children,
mo godimo ga bana,
over the people,
mo godimo ga batho.
And those super rich guys,
batho ba le ba ba gomileng thata ba le,
they are very hard to punish.
Bona lebile ga o ka se ba otlhae bonolo.
You know, their money speaks for them.
Tšhelete ya ba bolelela.
So ba no ba omanya fela.
Ba no ba fa fela ba.
And those guys said, sorry, we will make sure that everything is fine. We'll make sure the children are protected. Do you understand? Because you can locate where all these social media platforms are. Even their offices, you can locate them. But the kingdom of God, the kingdom of God, you cannot tell. It is all over the world. It is an unshakable kingdom. Say, Lord, give me grace. Come on, raise your hand. Say, Lord, give me grace. Say, Lord, I need the grace to be able to serve you and to be able to show through the things I say and through the things I do and bring the confrontation of your power against the powers of darkness. Lord, make me a vessel that will show forth your glory in Jesus' name. Everybody said,
amen.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.